Mike Riley, quarterback of the Edmonton Eskimos, joins us on the line as medicals go tomorrow, and then they are on the field in Spruce Grove for the start of 2015 training camp. Mike, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Have you had a chance to get the interpretation of the new illegal contact rules that will be happening this year? Because I would think Darius Bowman was licking his chops thinking about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys in the league offensively are excited about, you know, how the game could potentially change. We haven't had a chance yet to sit down and speak with the refs. Generally, you know, we'll have a meeting sometime during camp where somebody from the officiating side comes in and kind of explains the rule and how they've been told to enforce it. And we've had a lot of refs out at our practices during the season. I'm sure during training camp we'll have them out there, kind of reffing our practices just so we can get used to a little bit. But, from my understanding of it is there's no contact allowed after the first 5 yards, which certainly opens things up, but I think they're going to call it both ways too. Like, I don't think offensive guys can initiate contact either, which generally it doesn't happen anyway. Generally wide receivers are more concerned about getting to their depths and running their routes. But it is going to change the game. You know, it remains to be seen how strictly they're going to enforce it. But, there is going to be some changes this year offensively of how guys choose to attack defenses for sure.
When I look at the theory behind it, a quarterback rolling out, all of a sudden now every receiver is past the 5 yard line and no one can touch him. And you'd think, like, man, that's got to be a huge advantage. I know you've got the same offensive coordinator. There's a lot of consistency in the team. Do you think a rollout package, there'll be more of those this year based on that rule?
Well, I know a big part of our offense last year was in the zone read game with John White in the backfield. We were able to take advantage of that and get some good run plays and get me carrying the ball outside of the pocket, whether it was to throw or to run myself. And I'm sure we'll expand on that, with or without this rule change, even if it hadn't happened. There's going to be some wrinkles that we're going to have, that our coaches looked at during the offseason and figured out, some ways that we need to attack defenses. But that's certainly one way to extend the play. The longer that the quarterback has the ball in his hand, the further downfield the wideouts are, the harder it is for a defense to cover them. So if it's stepping up in the pocket to buy a little time or scrambling outside of the pocket or a design rollout, those types of scenarios are certainly going to put more of a strain on the defense to have to cover for longer. And certainly when they can't, grab or have any kind of contact downfield, that makes their job a lot more difficult and that helps open up the field.
There's a competition for a new center. The guy who on the offensive line you probably have the most communication with, how important is to get that sorted out early on in training camp?
You got to have a good relationship with your center as a quarterback, and he's got to be a guy that's a leader too. He's in charge of all five guys on the line. He's kind of the quarterback of those offensive linemen, having to make the right calls for blitz pickup, for run game. There's a lot of adjustments and a lot of things that go into that, along with having to have a consistent snap that gets back to the quarterback in a good location. So, if you don't have that, your play's dead from the get-go. But I think that one thing I know about our coaching staff is that they do a great job of rotating guys in and out during camp to get everybody, ready to go. And we had a couple of changes along the offensive line last year with injuries and just rotations and things like that. So we had a couple different guys playing the center position, from the first game to the 18th game. And all those guys, were ready to go. They stepped in and did a great job and got everybody in the right spot. And so it's going to be good competition, not just in that position, but in a lot of positions on our team this year. But, that brings out the best in players. And we're certainly going to – whoever's snapping that ball week one is going to be ready to go. And if something happens, the next guy to step in is also going to be prepared. So, it's not something that I'm worried about. It's not something that we, think too much about because our coaches have those guys prepared.
How more comfortable are you heading into camp this year by having the same OC and not having to learn a new system? What's the advantage it's going to give you from day one?
Oh, it's huge. It's night and day, not just for myself, but for all the players on the offensive side of the ball, as well as defense too. But for us offensively, you know, offense is usually a lot slower than defense during training camp. You know, you got a lot of things that you got to put in, and a lot of the offenses with different coordinators are completely different, and you got wideouts that got to get lined up correctly. You got to get motions timed up and everything like that. You know, and when you have a brand new offense, guys are swimming a little bit in the first week. It's hard to play fast because you break the huddle and guys are spending too much time, you know, having to think, having to worry about, oh, okay, where am I supposed to be on this play? Where do I go? And as quarterbacks, you're worried about, wait, you know, who is my key? Where's my first read on this play? You know, so coming back with having Coach McAdoo as the offensive coordinator, you know, for the second year now, we're all much more comfortable with what's expected of us and what to do offensively. So, you know, I think that we're going to get a lot more out of the first few days of camp than we did last year because, you know, guys aren't going to be, you know, guessing about what they're supposed to be doing. You know, there's still going to be a lot of time spent in the meeting room, in the film room, and in the playbooks at night during free time. But, you know, guys are going to be a lot more confident and be able to play a lot faster, and that just makes camp much more beneficial. You know, you don't sit there and waste those first couple of days trying to get guys lined up correctly.
Mike Riley, quarterback of the Eskimos, joins us. You had to learn the whole new playbook last year. You've had it now for a year, and I know you had a mini camp in Florida. You probably took the book with you then. How different will you study then? Because I know it's not like you're not going to study the playbook, but what will you do different this year now that you know most of it? Or is it just constant refreshing of the mind?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you don't, as soon as you start to take something for granted in terms of, you know, knowing what your assignment is, and you don't keep fresh on it, it's going to show up on the field. You know, even week 18, even playoffs, you're still looking back over your notes for the most basic plays and making sure that you're sharp on that. So it doesn't change a whole lot in the sense of, you know, the studying is still going to be there. You know, me and Matt Nichols have talked about it a lot, you know, being out here at Spruce Grove in the hotel, rooming together. It's going to give us a good opportunity, you know, even in our free time when, you know, you're just kind of sitting around waiting for dinner to start and you're maybe watching TV, just bouncing different ideas and notes off of each other and making sure that we're sharp. Because like I say, the minute you take that for granted, you show up the next day and you run a play and you're not as quick on your progression. So that being said, it does change camp a little bit. You're not sitting there, you know, studying all of the formations because you already know them, you know, like the back of your hand. You're able to worry more about, okay, you know, when the defense gives us a certain look, this is where my eyes need to be, and making sure you're sharp on all of that type of stuff. So I think you're just a little bit more able to worry about all of the minor little details, whereas when you're learning a new offense, you're just worried about the big picture, worry about getting guys lined up correctly and getting the snap off and trying to get a completion, whereas, you know, this year you're able to take it to the next step and going, okay, I need to make sure that I'm on time with my throw, you know, and you're just much more precise, I think.
Mike Riley joins. Now, Mike, I know you were at the karaoke contest this past Friday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You participated last season, and this year were, you know, and did quite well, but this year you elected just to be a crowd cheerer.
Yeah, I didn't want to take all the glory this year.
That's very humble of you. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Adarius Bowman had made a wager that if he leads the league in receiving yards, he will sing. A little extra motivation for his quarterback, I would think.
Well, absolutely. You know, I think everybody would love to see him up there performing on stage. But the reality is that Adarius had a great year last year, but he was far from, you know, reaching his ceiling. He's still has a lot more that he can do and will do, and you know, we obviously expect big things out of him this year. You know, he has another year in this offense now. You know, he's another year under the belt in this league, and that much more mature and understands, you know, what his role on the team is and within his position group. So, you know, I don't think it's a stretch for anybody to expect him to have another great year. You know, that being said, the statistics of it are not what's important. You know, we just expect him to have a big game every game, and whether that's receiving for 200 yards and three touchdowns or if it's playing a different role for that particular game, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes to get the wins. But, you know, I think that you know, it's going to be hard for anybody to slow him down. He's a great player, and he does a lot of good things for us.
You mentioned, you know, he's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. What do you feel as a receiver, the areas he can explode in even more?
Well, you know, he's improved a ton since the first time that I saw him back in, you know, when he was injured in 2013. You know, and last year was his first full season of being healthy in a while, and so that's good for him to have that confidence coming into this season. And that's kind of the big thing. You know, when he's playing out there with confidence, there's really not anybody that can stop him. But, you know, I remember kind of earlier, you know, in the late part of 2013 and even parts of 2014, you know, there's times where things don't necessarily go perfect right off the bat, you know, whether it's a, you know, confusion in the route or a drop ball here or there, you know, early on that would kind of affect him and spiral into the rest of the game. And I think as the season went on, he was able to kind of let that go and realize, you know, it's a long game. There's four quarters. And just because the first quarter doesn't turn out how you want, that doesn't mean that you can't step it up and have a great game. So, you know, I think he's just going to continue to become, excuse me, more and more consistent, you know, and pulling in those catches, that not just the ones that he's supposed to catch, but, you know, he also makes some great plays on, you know, when you're not able to throw him a real accurate ball, he's still able to do something and pull in a, you know, a great catch. So I just think that, you know, it's going to continue to become more and more consistent of having, you know, those big games and not going, okay, I had a big game here and then, you know, it was a bit of a down game the next week. You know, I think he's gonna continue to climb and have much more consistency each season.
One last one for you, Mike. How important is it to have like a legitimate, bona fide number two receiver emerge this year on the Eskimos?
I mean, that's big. You know, you can't be one dimensional, and obviously we feel very good about our offense, not just in the passing attack, but with our running game, with John White, with myself, with Kendall, other guys packing the ball. You know, and I think that makes it tough for a defense to defend. You know, but same way in the passing game, when you have more than one guy that can do some damage, that stresses the defense even more. So obviously we want to see everybody step up and become a big playmaker, but it would certainly, you know, stress the defense if we get somebody, you know, to the field side of the ball that becomes, you know, a big time threat. You know, but our guys have done a great job of knowing their roles and running the proper routes and getting guys open when they're supposed to. But, you know, every year everybody needs to improve, and so that goes with our entire receiving corps as well as the rest of the team.
Mike, always great to talk to you. Enjoy medicals. There's no like barium enemas, is there?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't received one of those since I've been in the league. You know, I don't know. They change the protocol every year, but I expect it should be a pretty smooth sailing day tomorrow.
Is it a relaxing day for veterans?
I don't know if I would say. I think it's an exciting day. You know, like we're all moved into the hotel tonight, so it's great to see everybody back in town. And tomorrow's always an interesting day because guys are, you know, super excited. It's been a long off season. They're ready to get back out on the field. You know, and it feels like you should be getting started, but you can't technically practice until Sunday. So I think guys are extremely excited. You know, they can't wait for practice to start. And then once Sunday evening's over with and they realize how tiring practices are and they remember what training camp's all about, you know, some of that excitement might start to fade. But tomorrow's always a great day.
Well, Mike, we will see you in training camp at in Spruce Grove.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Jason. Thanks.